Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm glad to have Brian Groves, the chairman and CEO of Genesis Metals, back with me today. Genesis Metals trades in Toronto under the symbol GIS. You can buy it down here in the States under the symbol GGISF, as I have. 72 million shares outstanding, recently trading at around 6 cents in U.S. money, if you can believe that. Market cap, well, in U.S. funds, a little bit under $5 million or thereabouts. Although Genesis has two projects of merit located in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt in Quebec and Ontario, at this time it is focused on the Chevrier project in Quebec. It's got a resource, a 43-101 resource of 300,000 ounces of gold in the main zone, averaging about 2 grams per ton, which is pretty good for an open pit target. Historical non-43-101 compliant resource of somewhere around 500,000 ounces, although, as I think Brian will tell you, more work needs to be done before that can be talked about and considered as a viable resource. There's a large number of surface, near-surface targets to shoot at, and I just think this is a really undervalued stock. It's one that I own personally. I purchased at considerably higher prices than it's currently selling. It is a recommendation in my newsletter as well, and it's a story I think that merits consideration, and I hope that you'll the folks out there listening to this will pay some attention to it. So I'm really glad that you joined me again, Brian. Thanks for coming on.
And thanks, Jay, for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
You know, the last time that you were on with me was April 3rd. Your stock was trading at what I thought then was a ridiculously low 8 cents in U.S. money. But like most all junior mining shares since then, it's down even more. And as I just noted now, it is selling around 6 cents U.S. funds. A market cap of $5 million. The markets are just as much of a reality that you need to deal with as the geological realities. As a geologist, you can deal with that. I suspect that the geological realities are easier to deal with sometimes than the market realities. But in any event, how is Genesis coping with this market reality right now? The shares, that junior gold shares, have gotten hit really hard. Nobody's paying much attention. A lot of good work is being done. But how are you dealing with this now, you and the board at Genesis Metals?
It's a really good question, Jay. We, like many, many juniors, I hate saying it, but we're in good company in terms of the junior mining space. But we see depressed stock prices and valuations. Access to capital is very limited, and so we have to manage those situations. So what we're doing, you know, we still at least are very fortunate to say we have cash in our treasury. We originally, when we spoke in April, we talked about a drilling program, a fairly significant drilling program, again back in the main zone at Chevrier, with a view that that then would lead to an updated resource estimate for the property in Q3 of this year. As a consequence of market conditions, we've had to temper our enthusiasm, so to speak, in terms of both timeline and size of program. We know that the availability of capital, even flow through capital in Canada for Canadian projects, has become very, very restricted, and hence we have to manage our funds accordingly. So what we're looking at doing is we're looking at a smaller field oriented program for Chevrier this summer. And to your point, there are multiple targets still on the property away from the main areas of mineralization, principally the main zone, that still need to be followed up. And this is it's all good work that's going towards building up a global resource on the property, with the key element being the main zone. We are optimistic, like we all need to be in the junior mining space, that market conditions will be more favorable later in the summer going into the fall, and we anticipate accessing the capital markets at a later date to raise sufficient funds to do a larger drill program. What we're envisaging is approximately 5,000 meters of drilling, again, into the main zone, and this is designed to build upon the resource model blocks, or the geological, the mineralized blocks that we've already established within the main zone. These blocks will serve as the basis for the updated resource estimate. And rather than go through an interim resource estimate now based on our drilling to date, and then another subsequent drill program and then update the resource, we've decided the most cost-effective way of doing it is expand the mineralized areas that we know currently by doing this very, very focused 5,000-meter program. and then leading to the updated resource. With current market conditions, we expect will be now slipping into Q4, potentially 1 to 2 month delay compared to guidance we gave before, but it's just a reflection of market conditions, and we have to work within those constraints.
Right. That's the reality you have to deal with. I think that with 300,000 ounces from the main zone, primarily 2 grams per ton, I suppose you did some more drilling last year. In fact, I think something like 10,000 meters. Is that right? In 2017?
That's correct, Jay. Yes.
And I saw some pretty darn good assays coming out of there. One in January you reported was 21.35 meters, grading 8.73 grams per ton. Another in November, earlier than that, reported 24.33 meters, grading 1.94 grams per ton. Now, those, of course, are headline numbers, but I guess those are drill results that have not yet been factored into your resource, right?
That's correct, yeah. So the only data we collected, we drilled approximately, of the 10,000 meters, we completed about 6,000 meters into the main zone. All those new data have still to be included into the resource update. So that is ongoing in terms of modeling and sort of constraining the gold distribution to better reflect how a pit design may encompass the gold. And just, you know, if I may, while we're on that, we have wrestled with the idea. We've talked about deeper mineralization potentially under the main zone. I think our shareholders and potentially the market would hopefully reward us more so for focusing on near surface ounces, material that could conceivably fall within a conceptual pit shell. And hence, the 5,000 meters I referred to earlier would be all targeting near surface ounces. That headline intercept that you mentioned, the 8 grams over 20 plus meters, mm-hmm. That's actually within about 30 meters of surface.
Wow.
A fairly shallow target. And it tends to be at the extreme southern end of what we know as the, well, at least close to the current known southern limits of the main zone. So we do see areas further south for expansion of the main zone as well. So we only have very limited drilling further south on the main zone, and we suspect that there's insufficient drilling there to actually confirm the southern limit of the mineralized envelope. So some of our step-out drilling will be in that area as well as part of that 5,000-meter program.
Mm-hmm. 5,000-meter program planned so far for 2018, right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
All right, so, you know, what really got me excited and starting to think about in terms of upside potential, blue sky, if you will, was your discussion of the potential for a Goldex type of mineralization at depth. And for those maybe not familiar with Goldex, it is a deep mine in Quebec that's operated by Agnico Eagle. And I think, Brian, the last time we talked, you suggested, or not suggested, but told me that the cutoff grade was a half a gram per ton and for a deep mine, which is, you know, pretty incredible. But it's a bulk mineable situation, and as I understand, it's a pretty profitable project, right?
Yeah, it is. It's very much the case, Jay. And I think what makes it work is the ability to get cost-effective bulk mining underground methods that keep your operating costs down naturally. But because you have large mineralized intervals, albeit at a lower grade than most conventional and deep underground mines, which in the TB could be 5 to 7 grams or more at mm-hmm. depth to sustain those operations. Goldex is a little different in that it has, I think it's carrying reserve grades of around about 1.9 or 1.8 grams mm-hmm. over significant at depth. And we have under one modeled block, one part of the main zone, we have indications that the mineralizing systems still persist at depth. One hole returned over a gram, more than a gram over, I think, about 40 meters. And we haven't drilled below that. So the potential for something analogous to Goldex to exist at Chevrier, we think is a real possibility. Again, you know, given market conditions and access to capital, we have to be practical and pragmatic. Some of these deeper targets that we would like to test in a deal and in a different time, different market, perhaps would potentially be 700 to 800 meter holes. Given the fairly attractive drilling costs in Quebec, and you know, that's still $160,000 to $200,000 per hole. So you really don't get many opportunities to get sort of deep intercepts with a limited budget. So the idea would be, as I mentioned, to focus the presently planned 5,000 meters as near surface drilling to expand potentially open pittable material. And if markets improve significantly, we would very, very seriously consider raising sufficient funds to test those deeper targets, because I think you're correct. I think, like most of the mineralized systems in the Abitibi, they have very, very deep-seated roots, and the depth extent of most of these deposits is very, very significant, as we see in Timmins, Red Lake, and in the Val-d'Or camp.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, you have to preserve your cash right now. But to me, in my way of thinking as a gold bull, this is something I have in my mind as an owner of your shares I'm looking forward to. You know, just as an aside, Brian, I noticed that the last 6 months of a year on average since 1975 have been positive for gold. The first 6 months, only three of the 6 months are on average are positive. So I have an idea that we may see a turnaround in the gold markets and in the gold share markets before the end of this year. And maybe you're going to be changing your mind, or the board and you will be changing your mind with regard to the potential for some of these deep holes. But that aside, whatever the result there is, I think you know, with 5,000 meters of drilling, you've got a lot behind you now that you drilled last year, some very attractive intercepts. You're going to be coming up with a near-surface open pittable resource, and I have to say, you know, 2 grams per ton. I don't know what your sort of stripping ratios might be on that, but at 2 grams per ton in your main zone, that's a pretty darn good start for an open pit project, I'd say.
Yeah, I would agree, Jay. And I think, well, you know, looking at some of the operating parameters that Goldex uses, actually the old Goldex mine before Agnico became involved was a ramp development. It wasn't a shaft sort of to access the mineralization. So it was a ramp, a spiral ramp down into the mineralization. So we're looking at that opportunity as well. Mm-hmm. You could have the near surface potential material that sits in a pit, and then the deeper extensions could very, very well be amenable to bulk underground mining by ramp accessing below the pit floor. So, while conventional pit designs really only take in maybe 150 meters at a maximum depth from surface, we see that, you know, the depth potential below what, you know, in terms of the deeper intercepts that we've seen in the database sort of indicate to us that there is a twin, development scenario that could come into play as we go through the resource modeling process. For most of your listeners now, the resource modeling process really has to comply with certain guidelines in terms of, economic viability. So real world operating costs, mining costs have to be applied even at this very early stage of a resource estimate. It's not a detailed engineering study, but we have to look at various operating mines within the Abitibi and elsewhere and what their operating costs are. So we're very fortunate that we do have Goldex as a model that could potentially help us in terms of designing deeper underground access to mineralization within that conceptual mine plan that forms part of the resource estimate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is blue sky. That could be something that makes Genesis into something much bigger than anything anybody's really looking at, except for a few people that are close to the project now. But I know the last time we spoke, you mentioned, you know, because I posed the question to you, how many ounces do you think you need in order to get some major really interested in you? And you talked about IAMGOLD not far away on a project that is a high grade but underground project, and that's under a half a million ounces. Well, you're very close to that, I mean, right now. But in terms of, you know, what the potential is there for a big company to come in and be attracted to you, you are planning some more in your 5,000 meter program this year. Is that mostly in the main zone, or is there some other areas around there? Because you have a lot of near surface targets to shoot at. So the 5,000 meters that you're going to drill this year, is that mostly targeted around the main zone to increase the ounces there, or are there some drilling at other targets nearby the main zone?
It's mainly focused on the main zone itself, Jay, and that, again, to enhance the number of ounces that we potentially could see in the resource estimate. When I talked about the surface program this year, we would be aiming at, you know, just basic prospecting, but also the cost effectiveness cost effectiveness of trenching in terms of exposing potentially shallow targets that are mineralized, you know, cannot be overlooked as well.
So, sure.
Trenching is a very, very powerful tool. And yes, it doesn't give you the depth information of a drill hole, but it certainly exposes a significant amount of outcrop or, you know, buried subcrop or buried outcrop that could then, you know, form the basis of new targets that we need to follow up. So we see it as a very effective technique. So the drilling, yep, again, just to reiterate, the drilling will be focused on the main zone, but the surface work we're planning for this summer will be very much targeting new target areas, and again, market conditions permitting later in the year. We may be able to raise additional funds beyond the 5,000 meters, you know, beyond the funds needed for the 5,000 meters in the main zone to evaluate some of these other target areas as well.
Yeah, it's you definitely have a lot going for you. The market doesn't seem to appreciate it. I do, and I own the shares. I appreciate your hard work, and you know, this is the nature of the industry. Though we go through these periods of time when nobody cares, the work, it takes a lot of work, a lot of science, a lot of capital, and then one day when the ship comes in, people make a lot of money in this sector. It's not an easy sector, but it really is one that can be very profitable at the right time. The Monster Lake project, which is the one I was talking about, IAMGOLD, is not that far away. So, you know, who knows? I think you were suggesting some potential synergies, not that you had any discussions with IAMGOLD or anyone else, but just theoretically looking at things. If you have, a million, a half a million ounces of high-grade, open-pittable gold resource, that could be very valuable to a company like IAM, potentially, or to yourselves, or, you know, who knows which way this will go. But in any event, anything else you'd like to talk about with regard to your Chevrier project?
No, I think we've covered most of the high points, Jay. It's one of those times where we have to be diligent and patient in terms of the funding that we have, and it is shareholders' money after all, and we have to be, you know, respectful of that. So it's, and some of these decisions in terms of focus and strategy that we've discussed today, you know, we haven't arrived at that lightly. It's been a lot of hand wringing at the board level and management level to try and establish the best approach with the funding we have, and especially more so with the drilling program that we've talked about. I think, you know, shareholders and potential investors would view favorably on the fact that we are committing the money to shallow drilling, you know, with a view that we could expand upon the potentially mineable or open pittable resources that would hopefully be delivered within the resource report. The only frustration, of course, is that, like you, I'd love to be able to drill some of those deeper holes, test the Gold X model, but at this stage, we'll have to reserve that and focus on the near-term objectives.
Just one more quick question that comes to mind with regard to your drilling this year in the main zone. I think you indicated that really high grade that we mentioned earlier came from the southern end of the main zone. Is that right? And if so, is that where you'll be focusing a lot of your attention this year?
Well, we have some drill holes planned in that area to see if we can extend the mineralized block to the south. At the present time, as I said, there's only limited drilling further south, beyond the currently defined southern limit. So we see that we have noticed, you know, some of the older drilling that we've been basing our modeling on, it was at a time when surveying, downhole surveying, and even positional accuracy of the hole location sometimes can be questionable. So our geologists have noticed sort of breaks in the geological continuity, sort of suggesting that perhaps there is something as simple as survey breaks in the southern end of the property that we will only establish by drilling new holes. If we are fortunate, then we will have potential extensions of the mineralization further to the south, which would be great, and I think it would build upon the resource estimate that we're targeting for late this year.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you very much. All I can say is that a 5.5 or 6 cent stock in U.S., $5 million market cap, 300,000 ounces, and a lot more than that, most likely. And we'll be learning more Q4, I guess, about an updated resource. At a time of the year when the gold share markets are around the low, people might want to really pay some attention. I hope my listeners are paying attention to the details of our discussion, because I think this Genesis Metals is certainly one I own and one I have high hopes for. Thank you, Brian, for being with us, and we'll look to update our listeners again sometime in the near future. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Jay.